The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How do you stop yourself from being distracted? Your brain's going left and right. When someone's actually talking to you and you should be looking at them. This happens to me all the time. Good morning. It's Thursday. Friday's Eve is here. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I know what happens to you, Automatic. And I know what happens to you, Anthony. And I'm not the only one, but I feel bad. Someone will be talking to me, looking at me, and I'm looking at them, but my mind starts to wander. And
so you're a bad listener, you're trying to say.
And they are expecting me to say something, and I said, yeah. No, but what do you think? And I'm like, yeah, well, what do you think?
Yeah, right. And then you got to hit him with the Dan. That's crazy.
Anthony,
you know where this happens to me more so is when I'm driving. You ever just been driving, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, how did I get to where
am I going? Yes.
Like, you just like, look at me like,
that does not happen to me.
For real, dog. No. I zone out on the road sometimes, bro. I'll just like snap into it. I'm like, oh my God, I did not remember this driving this far.
Where am I supposed to be going?
Or do you end up in like random cities? Or is it just like a couple blocks?
I don't know. But yesterday, we're having a convo here amongst ourselves in the studio. And Anthony said, what was I saying? My ADD out loud. He's like, where was I going with this whole thing? And to be honest, I wasn't even listening to it because mine had kicked in.
Last night we were sitting on the couch and we were talking about something and I was like, oh, I got to go do this right now. And then I could not remember for the life of me. It was like literally 10 seconds before. I was like, what was I going to do?
Oh, I remember.
And it was to answer an email.
You know what? I still don't even know what you were talking about because I wasn't listening to you.
Damn. I feel like we as a society has gotten even worse with this problem with social media being like so random. Like, I also do that too, where I'll open up one of my social media accounts or even just open up my phone and then get distracted in another app. So I just feel like
every 15 seconds, it's like your brain's like, you need to move on to something else. You know, we've trained ourselves. It's horrible.
How many times have you been on the phone and you're looking at your phone? You're like, damn, I need to get off the phone. You put it down and then you literally pick it up 5 seconds later.
What did I miss?
Open this exact same app.
Gosh, you know, I think that you're right. I think my ADD is an ADD. It's social media ruining my brain. I'm going to take a little break right now and ask you, Anthony A., what's National Day today?
I'm here to tell you it's okay. Because it's National Okay Day. It's National Okay Day, y'all.
Right.
Everything's okay. Right. And it's National Puppy Day. Ooh, those are the puppies.
Oh my gosh, should we post pictures of our dogs?
Sure, dude, let's
do it. We should ask people who are listening, why don't you tag us with your dog when they were puppies?
Oh.
At Dana Cortez Show. Tag our Instagram page and we'll share your puppy photos. I love it.
We also got National Chip and Dip Day.
My favorite meal.
Man, I love chips and dip, dude.
I can eat chile con queso and tostadas, and that's it for dinner. I swear, I don't need nothing else, man.
I like that. And shout out to the restaurants who charge me for chip and dip.
I hate those restaurants.
But I get it. I understand it. It's okay.
No, we're especially me, because when I'm with Automatic, he's like, bring me a third basket. He wants all the chips for free.
And let's wrap it up on National Tamale Day.
Yeah. What a great day. Chips and dip and tamales. I looked up tamales because I had thought they were an original indigenous food, and they are. Tamales date back to Mesoamerica, 8,000 BC.
Oh, dang.
Tamales were prepared pretty much like they
are now.
Grandma's
been making tamales since 8,000?
Since before Christ.
Damn, dude. And one of the recipes used to call for a banana leaf instead of corn husk,
yes,
which is interesting.
So banana leaves, you put the corn, the maize inside, and then you stuff it with meat or bugs or vegetables is what they used to do. I don't know.
Why you gotta say bugs? Why you gotta ruin it? Like, I was like having this whole great experience, and then you're like,
indigenous food, DJ Automatic. Don't you want a little bit of scorpion in your tamale?
No, I'm good with chicken.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think I was a little surprised that just 1 year into a relationship, couples can start to feel like it's getting stale. Because that seems so new to me, but you know why? Because Automatic and I have been together 10 plus years, so 1 year seems like nothing.
1 year you should still be honeymooning.
That's what I thought, but according to this study, that's not necessarily the case. So before we talk about 5 ways to keep the relationship hot, why do you think it starts to get stale so quickly?
Well, you're not really dating as much as you were when you first met him. Usually with me, if we're officially together for a year, that means we've probably been seeing each other for like 18 months, right?
Okay,
like, you
Anthony,
know, when you're dating and you're not official yet.
You didn't commit right away.
Yeah, so the pursuit is a little bit different. And you're also kind of dealing with now with the reality of this person. Like, you're starting to
know. Their representative is no longer around.
Exactly.
It's a real person.
But a representative. Okay, so we have a woman online too. What's your name?
Ooh, this is Melissa.
Melissa, so you can identify with what we're talking about.
I'm trying to keep that spark alive after 10, 11 years.
When you've been with somebody for a very long time, I feel like you get into a routine. Then you forget why you fell in love with them.
Yeah, you got kids, you got a busy life. It's crazy. but you got to make that little time for your significant other.
Listen, let me tell you something that I think is a little controversial, but I hope that women understand what I'm saying. You have to put yourself and your partner, this relationship, even before your children, to be Absolutely. Better parents, to be better moms and dads, to be better employees. Because if you're not right with yourself and each other, you can't be right with the kiddos. You can't.
You're absolutely right.
Before I share this study, Automatic, what did you mean by representative is gone? Like, what, break that down.
So when you first start dating somebody and you meet the person that they portrayed themselves to be, not their actual self, that's what I mean.
So they're faking it?
Not that they're faking it. It's just that it's the best version of themselves.
And so you get the worst version after a relationship?
No, you get the real version.
Well, okay, no, like, but
I mean,
now?
Think about it. No. Think about it in the sense that, like, when you go to apply for a job, you know, you get there and you do the interview.
Yeah.
And you're telling them, hey,
you're
this
talking
is me.
In your
you're
nice voice.
Yourself.
You got your nice outfit on.
Yeah. I get it.
And then once you get past the probationary period of your new hire thing, you know, then you start to take a little bit longer to get into work.
And you're showing up in sweats and you're swearing in front
then
of them.
Then you clock and you walk in, clock in, and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in a relationship. So according to EliteDaily.com, here's how you keep it hot. And it doesn't have anything to do with sexy time. You got to crank up the flirting, number one. Do you remember when you first met that person? You were flirty. I do remember you flirty, DJ Automatic. You were flirty, Automatic.
You paid more compliments. Oh, you look nice in that.
So there you go. Number two, don't let up on thoughtful gestures and presents. Remember you used to show up with all kinds of food for me, Automatic? You would just pull up with Dion's turkey sandwiches.
Well, my presence is a present now, okay?
Ay. Number three, you must have frequent date nights to keep it hot.
I am failing this course.
I was just going to say, like, sometimes the whole thought process of date night is corny. So
just go out.
How
right?
about
go
mutual
out.
Planning of date night? Like, y'all
like
should
that.
Take mutual
like
planning
that.
Into date
would,
night.
Anthony. Well, I would love to have mutual planning,
yeah.
but how about this? Every time I suggest we do something, she says, no, I'd rather do this. So why don't you just plan the night?
You only suggest work, Automatic.
I'm campaigning for that now. I suggest Dana plans a date night for DJ Automatic.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Number four, spend a little time apart. We talk about this a lot. Automatic works. He's a successful DJ on his own. Yes, we live together and we work every day on the radio. But you go off and DJ and you travel and you like that. You said you like traveling by yourself.
I do because I get a little alone time. I get to miss you, which is a good feeling.
That is a really good feeling, and there's a lot to that too. That's why single people never want to go home, because we don't have nobody to go home to. So
you guys are the last ones at the party. Let's keep going. Like, man, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And finally, listen to your partner. Whatever they're saying is important to them. Now, I know after a minute, you start to almost block these people out because you're like, oh, yeah, here they go again. It's very important whatever they... If I tell you, Automatic, that I need your help in the kitchen... I need your help in the kitchen at
And
that
I'm always
very
there
moment.
To help you. But what do I do now? When you're talking to me and I didn't hear what you said because I probably wasn't paying attention, I say, can you please repeat yourself so I can listen?
You did fail this course. Hey, if you have a partner who's failing the course, but you want help because you love them and every relationship needs a little bit of help, add Dana Cortez on Instagram. Follow me. I'll send you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's this guy on the internet who loves to prank his wife. So he decided to take her worst picture and get a tattoo of that on his body. And he did it.
What the?
The man's name is Jared Grove, and his wife, Tegan, hated this photo of herself. It's bad. If you go to Dana Cortez on Instagram, you can see how bad it is.
She looks like she's having a big O.
Maybe.
Dude.
She looks like she's not.
Or like she just stubbed her toe.
Or like she's going through like an exorcism.
And she's so upset. He says she hates this face so much that she told me, don't you ever share this on social media. She said, I'm not. He decided to ink it forever on his right arm.
I'm going to get Dana's little glamour shot tattooed on my arm.
Oh, I
with your little Texas Tejano hat on.
Is like heavier set?
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you don't have enough arm.
I can't stand y'all. I can't stand either one of you.
All right. Well, let's go up to the sky and Let's go with Ashanti. All right. You may be thinking, what am I talking about? The goddess, the diva, the 2000s R&B queen, Ashanti. Why am I talking about her? Well, because she was in Sacramento filming a music video when it was interrupted by UFOs.
What?
That's right, dude. Ancient Aliens, baby. Hosted by Ja Rule and Ashanti. Coming next season. I can't wait.
They were like, put it on me.
Holla, holla.
I don't know if I believe that. I think she just wanted to cancel the video shoot. But anyway.
Well, if we're not being invaded by aliens, we are for sure being invaded by super rats.
What?
Yeah, it's happening in Wales, and these rats are the size of cats. And if that's not scary enough, these rats actually can eat through concrete. And they won't die from poison. You have to actually, like, physically kill them in order to get rid of them.
Well, this is like a real evolution and revolution of these super rats, dude. Do you think they're all, like, banding together because they're trying to defend their god, Sir 6ix9ine? You know, he recently got beat up.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm wondering if now all the super rats are coming out from the sewer because now that their leader's been hit.
They're like, we gotta go defend 6ix9ine.
We gotta go defend 6ix9ine.
Well, after watching that video of him getting beat up at the gym, he sure can't defend himself.
Stupid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to Healthline.com, you can be happy when you're single. And I'm going to share the 5 ways to do so right now in case you missed it. These are the stories that move through your timeline too quickly. We find the biggest and bring them to you right here on the radio. DJ Automatic, you first. I'm going last.
There's a new drug on the streets, and the DEA is warning that it's very dangerous. It's a mixture of powerful tranquilizers and fentanyl. Gosh. So the tranquilizers are actually something that they use with vets, so a lot of vets are using it. The new street name is called Trank, and the DEA says it's been linked to a growing number of overdose deaths here in America.
We think about overdosing, and oftentimes you think about somebody who is homeless or somebody who is a perpetual drug user. Unfortunately, kids experiment, teenagers experiment.
My nephew, his friend just died of an overdose this
good
past
family,
week.
Good family, good kid. Like you,
he was a football player, good kid, yeah, everything, and he experimented with. They're not even sure what he experimented with yet, but his parents found him in the bathroom.
We just saw this special. Automatic and I were watching. We do a lot of research for the show. And one of the things that federal agents were saying is all of these synthetic drugs are making their way into schools. You think it's LSD. You think it's mushrooms. You think it's all these natural things. And it's not. They're synthetic. They're being made by people who just want to make a quick buck. And they're killing our kids.
No, you're right. Have you guys seen that commercial? I think it's like for the state of Montana where they're just like, this meth is not the meth that we grew up with
it's
here
true,
in the state
though.
Of Montana.
And it sounds funny, but it ain't funny, man.
It's really kind of true, dude. It's just a wild time to be experimenting with things and a very risky time, too. So,
you know what I was going to say, though? What's hard is that you know you didn't listen to your parents.
No, because
and so it's
especially,
hard for you to convey this message to your kids.
The thing that freaks me out is because when I was 16, 17, 18, of course I was experimenting with a bunch of things, it's true. It's not the same drugs that were out there when I was 16.
Now that you guys are out here in this part of the conversation, I want to tell you what Seth Rogen told me. You know, if it grows in the ground, it's probably good.
And if it doesn't, it's not.
And it does, then don't do it, dude.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I've ever read stories recently about people that are lacing marijuana with fentanyl.
Damn, dude.
And that's why the conversation needs to be about legalization and nothing else. Let's move on. Anthony A., go ahead and give us your story.
Let's not partake in any of those substances.
That's right.
And let's listen to our parents. And speaking about parents, in case you missed it, a new study done by BMJ Medicine, they did a case study with 30 different families and found out that those kids raised by LGBTQ parents were just as well suited as those who come from heterosexual homes and sometimes even better off due to the parents being tolerable of diversity and more nurturing towards younger children. Is
that
what they
doesn't
found.
Really surprise me. I think a loving couple is a loving couple regardless of your sex. It doesn't make, you know, it's weird that people are so worried about same-sex couples. If a couple wants to have a kid, let them. As long as they're good parents.
And the study also went on to say it was the same thing for like if it was two women dating each other and the same as for two men dating each other too. So either way, it did not matter.
You know, maybe back in the day, your grandma and your great-grandma didn't really understand, but today we should know. Man, everybody's got gay people in their family. Don't play. And you love them.
Imagine how sick it would be. My mom was all right at like decorating Christmas and stuff, but like gay parents? Come on, dude.
Dana always hires this gay guy to do Christmas.
You open the door, it starts snowing in the house.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
this is
better.
I need my piece of gay homies to renovate my place for Christmas, dog.
Got all kinds of sprinkles everywhere.
Dude, let's do that, dog.
All right, so in case you missed it, Healthline. In case you missed it, Healthline.com just released an article that teaches you how to be happy alone. Being alone doesn't mean you're lonely. Here's five things you should do. Lean into the perks of being alone. Mm-hmm. Sleeping late. You don't have to do anything for anybody else. You don't have to share your money. There's a lot. You could travel when you want.
You could walk at your own pace.
Yeah.
And I mean that like figuratively and literally, dog.
Automatic is the fastest freaking walker of all time. Anthony and I are always like, wait for us.
Me and Anthony aren't together. You need to speed up.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Number four, take yourself on a date wherever you want to go and eat whatever you want. Because you don't have to worry about
it. I'm not
going to
lie. When I go DJ other places by myself, that's my favorite thing.
I hate you. Number three, take a little step back from social media and all of those, quote, perfect, end quote, couples. Because if you look at that, you're like, well, I wouldn't be happy like that. Chances are they're not happy like that either.
Yeah, dude. Anytime I see some of my homies jump on Instagram and start confessing for their love for their girlfriend, I'm like, oh, this fool cheated.
Because you already know what's happening. You already know. And the number one thing to remember is that you don't have to be in a relationship with a lover to have good relationships. Your family, your friends, and your siblings are relationships. A lover partner doesn't define who you are. That, to me, was the strongest point of the entire article. I want to share it with you. If you're single and you're finding yourself a little bit down, don't be. Hit me up. Follow me now at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I'll DM you the article.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez photographed in a wedding dress. Is she getting married? I can't wait to share this story with you right now. And of course, we got more stories because it's the best gossip daily dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Aisha Curry, Kyrie Irving, and T Grizzly celebrating his birthday.
All right, Tekashi 6ix9ine got beat up at LA Fitness and he got jumped and he's in little cheer booty shorts. I don't know what he's doing, but I know for sure it seems like he got a rib broken or something.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty tragic. Nobody deserves to get beat up. And it's funny
to me,
though.
Anthony?
For all these so-called gangsters that have been like, yo, we're going to do this to him whenever we see him. This dude got beat up by somebody who has a LA Fitness membership. Like, come on, dog.
Stupid.
You can't get caught lacking anywhere.
And worse, the guy who took the video says, I'm a fan. Listen to this.
Yo, I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm a fan, bro. No, I'm a fan. I'm a fan, bro. I ain't jumpy, bro.
He's like, I ain't jumpy. I'm just taking a video.
So I did some research on the internet, and I found that the guy that did the initial beating actually just got out of prison.
Damn. Oh. He's going right back in.
Man. Yep. Jeez, grand man. Opening, grand closing.
At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go check the video out. Now we're going to talk about another video, or movie rather, that I'm excited about. Back in 1997, a classic was dropped, Good Burger. Kenan and Kel starred in the movie, and it's back. Good Burger 2 is coming.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Now I don't know if it's going to be their kids working at Good Burger. I don't know. Or maybe they're still there.
Oh, no. They better own that thing by now.
Are we going to have vegan-friendly Good Burgers? Ah!
Good Burger 2, Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
Can I take your order?
It's coming to Paramount Plus this year. I can't wait. And then finally, Selena Gomez photographed in a wedding dress, looking as beautiful as you can imagine. No, she's not getting married. It's one of the scenes in the hit show that she stars in alongside Meryl Streep, Paul Rudd, and more, Only Murders. So I don't know what's happening. Maybe the wedding dress is going to be covered in blood by the end of the show. But I'm just happy for her because she's the first woman to reach 400 million followers on Instagram. Let's go, Selenators!
Selenators?
That's what we call ourselves, the followers of Selena Gomez.
Okay.
That's almost as wild as Christians.
Anthony. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll be back. We're going to go pray the rosary. We'll be back with more of the show.
You can't even say it.
I'm
Jesus
speaking
about
tongue.
To strike down on this guy.
Speaking tongue. Back with more coming up. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love Takis because of the spice, but they have a new flavor, and it's not hot. And I am intrigued. Food news, inside hottest hashtags on your Friday's Eve. What's up, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Can I just say the first hashtag is scary? Borders and Customs seized 6 large African snails at Detroit National Airport. These giant snails are considered a delicacy in some cultures, but they're an invasive species. What does that mean? They carry different viruses, including ratworm. worm, which causes meningitis in humans.
Oh.
This attacks your brain, and I think 98% of people that get meningitis die.
We had a dog die from meningitis.
Yes. In 2018, a teen ate one on a dare and died within 24 hours of lungworm. So please understand that these weird creatures that y'all are trying to buy on a black market and stuff can kill us. And COVID, we finally got that under control. We don't need some other random virus running around.
So these snails, they were flying standby?
They got frisked by TSA and sent back to Africa. All right, now we're going to talk about food news. Takis, normally known for their heat. Well, they got a cheesy new snack, and I'm excited about it. It's called Intense Nacho. It comes in three varieties.
That's what we needed. Another nacho chip.
Takis Pop, Takis Rolled Chips. I love their rolled chips. And Takis Wave. So they're available now at grocers and convenience stores. They're the Cheetos and Doritos number one competition. So they're coming in. They're like, let us show you how we do cheese. I love Takis.
Well, they're going to remain competition, not the champion, with great names as Intense Nacho. Who was in the boardroom meeting and was like, yeah, that's it. That's what we're going to do.
Intense Nacho. Not just regular nacho.
That sounds like a bowel movement.
What were you doing in there?
Intense Nacho. Yeah, you're going to have Intense Nacho, dog.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick this one off with National OK Day, everybody.
It's just okay.
It's okay. It's going to be okay. How about that?
Yeah, it's going to be all right, okay. Like
Kendrick
said.
Yes. Ooh, you know what's okay? Chip and dip. Hello, National Chip
That's
and Dip.
That's more
day.
Than okay.
Favorite chip and dip, DJ Automatic?
Well, is salsa a chip and dip?
Yes.
Okay, then salsa.
Oh, there we go.
Anthony
A. I ain't mad at some good French onion dip. Hell yeah, dog.
That is so Latinx of you. Seriously, yeah, what about guacamole?
Okay. You and our daughter. She loves French onion.
Well, I was trying to diversify this question because I wasn't going to say guacamole, and then people would be like, oh, man, these Mexicans are at it again. Our white boy over here talking about salsa, bro. So let me.
Sorry for failing you. I should have said French onion.
And I was going to say chili con queso.
I failed my Irish roots.
Once again,
all right.
All right. We also got National Tamale Day.
Hey!
Another automatic favorite.
Hey, tamales date back to
white people everywhere.
Tamales date back to 8,000 BC. Our ancestors have been making tamales before Christ.
My ancestors didn't eat them, but I love them.
And wrap it up on National Puppy Day.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love puppies. I like looking them on Instagram. But puppies are overrated.
They're so much work.
They cry.
If they weren't that cute, nobody would have one.
They poop everywhere. They almost killed my husband. Remember, our dog almost killed you.
I do remember that.
She ate the wire of the dryer, and he almost got electrocuted.
Oh, almost electrocuted me to death. It was a serious story.
That's shocking.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside this Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about couples and relationships and dating your partner. Well, one of my homies is newly married, so we're going to give him some dating advice from the one, the only, Sir DJ Automatic.
Oh, all right.
All right, welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and today we're hosted by a very legendary bro, my homie, Joey Avery. What's up, dog?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Can't wait to learn about relationships and fix everything.
I'm an expert, so you're going to be enlightened.
Yeah, I'm going to leave here a new man.
You are, dog. You're going to leave here something.
So, yeah, it's your shows, man. You do a lot of crowd work.
I do.
And I actually got put on the spot because I took my ex-girlfriend to your comedy show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you got to shoot from downtown.
And Joey laced me with some good advice. You said, am I correct? Sometimes relationships are like N64 cartridges. Is that right?
Yeah. Dude, wait, that clip is you?
Yes, fool.
Oh,
yes,
my
fool.
God. Yeah, there's a.
I already know what you're going to say. Because you just need a blow on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, all right. Well, I think it was a good decision. We ended up leaving there satisfied and waking up the next morning satisfied. So thank you, brother. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
But you yourself, my good friend, are a newly married man.
That is correct.
DJ Automatic Man, brother, you know, everyone who listens to Dana Cortez Show know that you and Dana are married and you guys have a relationship that a lot of people aspire to be. Do you have any advice for Joey, my good friend, who's just newly into, you know, marriage?
How new of a marriage?
September.
You guys are still back. Like bunnies.
Right? Yeah. 10 years in, though, and that's never been an issue for us.
Yeah, okay. But you're still honeymoon.
Your guy needs to do it. You know what I mean?
The advice I would give you is just listen.
Yeah.
And you're 10 years in. You know how hard it is at this point just to listen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nonsense that's going to come your way.
It's really not hard to listen to your wife after 10 years.
I've already told her. I said, you're going to have to repeat yourself because I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
And that's like the best advice I can give you is just try to listen, because if you're listening to a woman, then she'll be satisfied.
Well, our situation is difficult because of her work. She's still in San Francisco and I'm in L.A. So I do a lot of listening over the phone that's tough.
Make eye contact on that. FaceTime.
We've been doing some FaceTimes. I was like, that is nice.
But then you
the FaceTime, and we don't do that. We don't do that. You know, if I'm gonna use my phone to do that, I'll just go to the professionals. Yeah. I'm a big in-person sex guy.
Works best that way.
Yeah,
it works. It's really guy, does. Totally ain't real, yeah. Brother. Out on the road, man. I know you've asked that question a few times. Have you got, what's the best response when you've asked for married advice from, you know, audience member at your show?
The sweetest advice I ever got was an older dude was just like, "Hey, make time for the small things."
Oh.
And I thought that was
really
nice.
That's good advice.
The lady looked at my wife and she said, "Never stop."
She's a genius. Like,
that's good advice.
That is solid advice from a wise and happy woman. All right, Joey Avery, we appreciate you for stopping by. If y'all want to keep up with my man Joey and catch him on his nationwide tour, please follow him @Joey Avery on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.